Friends, thanks for joining us again, and we appreciate all of the comments and different things that people send, and for people who share these devotionals and send them on to others, very much appreciated. Somebody had asked a while ago about talking about some of the things that we have in the study, maybe some of the books or pictures and different things that they've seen in the background. Just want to talk for a few moments about this little picture here. I've had it for a long, long time. My aunt, when I was a little boy, was the headmistress of a school in Belfast. She drove a little yellow Mini, and one day she took me away for the day on a bit of a day trip. And from memory, I think we ended up at the Ulster Museum in Botanic in Belfast. And at the end of the day, she took me through the gift shop, and something caught my eye about this painting. That's a print, obviously, of a painting. And the title of it, A Very Gallant Gentleman. And it was just something about it. I don't know what it was, but a student looked at it for a while and she very kindly bought it for me. I brought it home, showed it to mum and dad. Dad knew something of the story behind it, and he got a friend at work, a guy called Johnny Christie, to put it in a little frame. And that's going back away probably to about mid-1980s, 85, 86. But the title of it is A Very Gallant Gentleman. It was painted in 1913 by an artist. I know nothing about him. John Charles Dolman. Just googled it to find out who painted it. But it depicts Lawrence Oates, Captain Lawrence Oates, who in 1912 was involved in an expedition to Antarctica. And whenever the expedition was underway, bad weather came in. He was badly frostbitten, exhausted, and was residing in his tent. But the rest of the team were caring for him, looking after him, and he realized in his heart that if I allow these men to tend to me, their lives are going to be in jeopardy. And so he did a very brave thing, a very sacrificial thing. He took his leave of the tent whenever nobody was looking and walked out into the snowy blizzard and sacrificed his life to give all of the rest of the group and his friends a better chance for survival. In other words, he laid down his life willingly, sacrificially, at great cost, the ultimate cost, so that his friends and his peers might live. Now, you know, as a Christian, where I'm going with this. Jesus Christ, our Lord, John 15:13 said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I never thought about it that way when I picked up this picture way back all of those years ago, but how relevant it is all of these years later, the story behind it. Somebody laying down their life sacrificially in death for others. And the wonderful thing about the gospel is, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It wasn't that we were his friends. We were his enemies. But he counted us as his friends. He's a friend of publicans and sinners. And on that cross, he gallantly, bravely, and willingly laid down his life to atone for our sins. He paid the price for our sins. He paid the debt, a debt that we could never pay. And he offered up a sinless life in the place of sinners like you and I, and offered up that life as atoning sacrifice for sins, and shed his blood, and laid down his life so that you and I might live. Friends, that's the greatest display of love that the world has ever known, because Jesus Christ was not just a man, he became a man, but he is the eternal Son of God, even our Creator, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he died for me. Who am I that a king should bleed and die for? I wonder what you think about when you think about the cross, when you think about the Lord Jesus Christ, when you think about that great sacrifice. I wonder how you relate yourself to it. Do you just pass by and think, well, it's just a Bible story, and well, he died for everybody, so it's not all that personal? Or do you stop and think how serious a thing sin must be? How loving God must be, how gracious Christ must be to lay down his life for the likes of me. And if Jesus Christ, as C.T. Studd said, if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. Is he not worthy today of your trust? Could you not give him your heart and give him your life? and get saved and know him who loved us and gave his life for us. Thank you. See you next time.